Leading pro-life group slams Ron DeSantis's national abortion law position. By Katherine Hamilton on July 31, 2023. A leading pro-life organization released a statement on Monday slamming Republican presidential candidate Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for not supporting a national abortion restriction. Susan B. Anthony, SBA, Pro-Life America pointed to DeSantis's interview with Megyn Kelly last week, in which he declined to express support for a law restricting abortion on a federal level. DeSantis, who in April signed a six-week abortion limit in Florida, ultimately told Kelly that while he will always come down on the side of life and he would be a pro-life president, he believes the pro-life movement is having more success on a state level. He said, "We're going to ensure the Supreme Court remains so that Dobbs is not overturned. I'm going to be a leader with the bully pulpit to help local communities and states advance the cause of life, but I really believe right now in our society, it's really a bottom-up movement, and that's where we've had the most success. Iowa, South Carolina, Florida, and I think you are going to continue to see a lot of good battles there." SBA Pro-Life America President Marjorie Dannen Felser responded in a statement, calling DeSantis's position unacceptable to pro-life voters. "A pro-life president has a duty to protect the lives of all Americans. He should be the national defender of life. The American people have expressed a clear consensus for protecting babies in the womb at least by the point they can feel pain at 15 weeks, while allowing states to enact stronger protections. The pro-life movement and the American people deserve a president who will boldly advocate this consensus and will work to gather the votes necessary in Congress." She continued, "Governor DeSantis's dismissal of this task is unacceptable to pro-life voters. A consensus is already formed. Intensity for it is palpable and measurable. There are many pressing legislative issues for which Congress does not have the votes at the moment, but that is not a reason for a strong leader to back away from the fight. This is where presidential leadership matters most." While 25 states have enacted laws to protect unborn children in this new era, the remaining 25 states offer few to no protections. These states account for at least 600,000 or two-thirds of abortions annually. These unborn children and their mothers deserve to be served and need an advocate in the White House who will work tirelessly to protect them. Brian Griffin, press secretary for DeSantis's campaign, responded to SBA Pro-Life America in a comment to Politico, calling the statement an unjustified attack. "He does not kowtow to D.C. interest groups," Griffin said. "This unjustified attack on him is another example of the D.C. political games that have seen conservatives falter in Washington while Governor DeSantis has produced unmatched conservative victories in Florida." Dannen Felser previously rebuked former president and current presidential candidate Donald Trump for taking a similar stance in April. However, after the organization met with him in May, SBA Pro-Life America released another statement saying Trump indicated he would consider some type of national restriction at around 15 weeks of pregnancy with exceptions. Dannen Felser said of the meeting, "During the meeting, President Trump reiterated his opposition to the extreme Democratic position of abortion on demand, up until the moment of birth, paid for by taxpayers, and even in some cases after the child is born. President Trump believes such a position is unworthy of a great nation and believes the American people will rebel against such a radical position that aligns us with China and North Korea. President Trump knows the vast majority of Americans oppose brutal late-term abortions when the child can feel pain and suck their thumbs. President Trump reiterated that any federal legislation protecting these children would need to include the exceptions for life of the mother and in cases of rape and incest. Protecting unborn children capable of feeling pain would align America with the civilized world and with 47 out of 50 European nations." Trump also told an ABC affiliate around the same time that we would look at a 15-week abortion limit. In June, he said the federal government should play a vital role in opposing abortion, but he did not provide specifics and has not officially endorsed federal legislation. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Twitter at @thecot_Hamilton.